This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. The event is part of the government's ongoing Rozgar Mela initiative. The Prime Minister will also address the new appointees during the event. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position, one after another, with a time gap of 1 second, and turned off, resulting in devastating air tragedy. According to the initial probe report, one of the pilots can be heard on the cockpit voice recorder asking the other why he switched off the fuel supply to the engines, to which the other pilot responded by saying that he did not. The AAIB said the fuel control switches were switched on later, but the deceleration in one of the engines could not be stopped. As per the report, the flight lasted around 30 seconds between liftoff and crash. The report mentioned that both pilots had an adequate rest period before the flight. The report noted that there are no recommended actions to operators of Boeing 787-8 and Gen X-1B engine operators at this stage of the probe. It added that fuel samples taken from the browsers and tanks used to refuel the aircraft were tested at the Director General of Civil Aviation Lab and were found satisfactory. AAIB said the investigation team will review additional evidence being sought from stakeholders. The Election Commission has said that over 74% of around 7.9 crore electors in Bihar have submitted their enumeration forms during the last 17 days of the ongoing special intensive revision of the electoral roll in the state. The Commission added that forms can be submitted until the 25th of this month. The Maratha Military Landscapes of India has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List, becoming India's 44th site to receive this prestigious recognition. The announcement was made during the 47th session of the World Heritage Committee at UNESCO headquarters in Paris last evening. This global honor celebrates India's enduring cultural legacy, highlighting its architectural brilliance, regional identity, and historical continuity. Indian delegation thanked the World Heritage Committee for the honor.
This is a historic day, not only for India, but especially for the Marathi people all over the world. The rich cultural heritage of the Marathas has been honored by the recognition of its outstanding universal value by the international community. The Maratha military landscape represents a unique fusion of military innovation, ecological adaptation, and architectural excellence shaped by the rugged landscapes of the Sayadris and the indomitable spirit of the Maratha polity. We dedicate this inscription to the wisdom of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, whose legacy lives on.
In cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 145 for 3 against hosts England on day 3 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The visitors currently trail by 242 runs after England were bowled out for 387 in their first innings. In Wimbledon tennis, the five-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek will clash with 13 seed Amanda Anisimova for women's singles title at the Centre Court in London tonight. The match is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In men's singles, world number one Jannik Sinner defeated seven-time champion Novak Djokovic with a commanding 6-3, 6-3, 6-4 victory in the semi-final last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.